with SBS Radio.
A healthy lifestyle takes some learning, and it's very important to learn off people who have knowledge behind that to guide you and point you in the right direction, because too much of even the healthy foods will end up in a position where you feel frustrated. Too much training will end up in a position where you're overtraining, and instead of improving your health, you actually it will be detrimental. So it's important to learn one of the most important lessons, especially if you're getting into a healthy lifestyle. Sometimes people too that have been in what they feel is a healthy lifestyle for a long period of time but frustrated by results just don't know the right structure. Now, they're happy to put out the effort and give it everything they got, but understanding what direction and what boxes you need to be ticking off and how that's what that actually looks like is very important when you start your journey. And even if you feel frustrated at a point where you're 3-5 years in and you're lacking the results that you may have, do yourself a favor, go back to start, learn the principles of a healthy lifestyle and learn it from someone who understands it, so that you can start to tick those boxes off on a regular basis. And maybe for yourself, you might have an experience that you could share with.
Yeah, no, I have a very personal experience, because towards the end of last year, I was diagnosed with, I was pre-diabetic, and given some advice by my doctor of what to do, and reducing weight and changing my lifestyle habits, actually, to try and reverse that condition, because it was at an early stage. I took dramatic changes in my lifestyle, started exercising and changed my diet, and within months I lost more than 15 kilos.
Wow.
And when I went back to the doctors, he asked me what I'd done. Actually, what I'd done was looking online, because they'd also prescribed me. I was entitled to have some sessions with the nutritionists and all that. I did a couple of sessions, but what they were prescribing is things I could find personally online. And it worked out really very well. 15 kilos I lost within 2-3 months. And when I went back to the doctors to have a blood test, and in the meantime, what I forgot to mention is I also developed gout.
And oh, wow.
So when I went back to the doctors, because I had another gout attack, not only my I had reversed my type 2 diabetes.
Awesome.
Lost the weight.
Yep.
But the other trigger of the gout attack, the latest one that drove me to go back to the doctors, was triggered by my excess exercising.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was really doing a lot. And by exercising a lot, the body fluids I was losing actually also destabilized my acidic balance in my body, which triggered gout. So that was another thing. So my exercise had to change. My exercise regime has to change. And so it's too much of anything can be bad, as you said.
It's easy to get caught up in, because people have great enthusiasm. They hit a trigger point. They've had enough and they kickstart their journey and they go at it hammer and tong. And it's, I always relate it to the Melbourne Cup. If you sprint out, if that horse sprints out at the start, I'm not much of a betting man myself, although my sister is a jockey and a great jockey at that. I always say if the horse sprints out at the Melbourne Cup, more than likely that horse will end up finishing last. And it's important to understand the analogy of that, to slow yourself down, to actually speed yourself up. Because a lot of people go on these vicious cycles. They try these different diets. They go hammer and tong with their training, end up injured, come back again, go hammer and tong until they're injured again. And it's just a vicious cycle. They're creating this bad relationship with a healthy lifestyle, whether it's their foods, whether it's their training. And their mindset and mental health goes with that. So it's so important to get the advice from a professional, whether it's a training professional, a nutritionist slash dietitian, that points you in the right direction, and you need to align with someone that you feel is sustainable, realistic and enjoyable based around you as an individual. Whether you're a mum, whether you're a full-on athlete, finding what works for yourself that is, as I said, sustainable long-term. and you can do, because you don't want to start something you cannot finish. Meaning, if you jump on shakes every day, you'll lose the weight. But as soon as you go back to what you know, you'll put that weight back on, and that creates that vicious cycle I'm talking about. And even if they're good foods, I promise you, you end up in a position where, as an example, sometimes people put too excess salt on their foods, even though they're eating good foods, and they'll actually draw the calcium out of bones, leading to osteoporosis, as an example. So it's so important to understand what you're trying to achieve and getting the right guidance behind that. Otherwise, you'll put yourself in a position, as you did, where it does more harm than good.
Yeah. No, another thing I can say is from my personal experience as well, I was really seriously overweight, and losing the first 15 kilos was, I would say, like a joke, because as soon as I undertook the drastic lifestyle changes, the weight just melted away.
Yes.
But my goal is to lose another 5 to 10 kilos. But after the 15, I don't seem to be losing any more weight, no matter what I do.
And that's the biggest thing, because it was done where you probably took up practices that I'm not sure about it, I'd have to look into, but making sure that you're eating all the food groups, but understanding what that looks like, how much the balance, because 80-20 is something I live by. 80% of the time I'm eating real food, 20% of the time I'm enjoying life.
Yeah.
If you put 80 kilos on a seesaw on one side, 20 kilos on the other, we know what's going to happen. So it's important to create a balance that you enjoy.
Yeah.
You still, unless you're an elite athlete and you need to really lock down, and it's 100% of the time you're eating super clean foods because you're going to the Olympics, totally understand. But for the everyday person, that balance of enjoying a cake here, a pizza there, an ice cream on a hot day, it's realistic, and it's long-term sustainability. And that's the most important thing. Once you do that, and once you're guided by someone who's done it for a long time, who understands the nutrition, you're able to then put that together and enjoy the journey. And it means that you're getting enough nutrients into the body. It means that when you work out, you're actually replacing the nutrients that you've lost, to make sure that you're functioning at your best. And that's a real science to put together. And unfortunately, in this day and age, you can get qualified as a person. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
In 6 weeks, and people will dish out information that then gets passed on from that person to their sister, to their brother. They then practice the same bad practices that are unsustainable, and they get on this vicious cycle of bad foods or bad relationships with foods and training practices that you just cannot sustain, or will end up in a position where you end up with an injury because you're pushing yourself so hard that you cannot keep, it's like a helicopter, you just can't keep pulling yourself all the way up. At some point you will stall, and the same thing will happen with your body. You'll hit a point where too much weight on something will end up breaking your back, as an example, not breaking it, but hurting yourself, and you're back at square one.
Yeah, no, in my case, I was killing myself with, trying to quickly lose the extra 1 kilo, 2 kilos. You know, I had really very strict goals, and this excessive exercising led to more issues. And I believe I don't know what could have happened, because it's actually kidney damage, because gout is a malfunction of the kidneys.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
And people don't understand the damage that you can do to your body. And a lot of that is, yes, sometimes it's reversible, but you got to think to yourself, when you scratch your car, you might spray over that, even by a professional, but if you understand cars, and you could look at that car and go, that car's been damaged before, and that your body's exactly the same. It knows that you've done damage to it. The scar tissue is a great example of when you cut yourself, what ends up happening. And your body, no doubt, will do the same thing when we do constant damage to it.
Yeah.
And it's only a little revisit to it that will set that gout off again, or will set that pre-diabetic nature off again. So it's so important. Learn from a professional. Slow it down to speed it up is one of my favorite sayings. Meaning, I'd rather learn for 1 year and then do 1 year where I practice it, and 2 years later be in a position where I've lost the 20 kilos that you're seeking to lose.
Yeah.
Where someone else would be on these, you know, bad diets 10 years later, trying every different diet to get to that position because they just haven't hired a professional to give them the right guidance. And my advice to those that are listening is to make sure that you hire someone who lives by it, who's done it for a long period of time, and obviously get that guidance around what you're trying to achieve in your life, specific to you. There's no point in wanting to run a marathon and some bloke or that female, I should say, is teaching you to, you know, power lift. It's the totally different direction. So make sure you understand what you're trying to achieve and make sure that trainer aligns with what you're actually doing.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.